Monday, T-minus 4, White House, Washington, D.C. The late-night call from Birchwood informing President Slater that the agents stationed in the town had seen Dan McCarthy in the flesh after two supposedly alien flashes in quick succession had enabled a moderately restful sleep. Just as well, too, given that the news that came first thing on Monday morning was sure to make it a long and difficult day. From Beijing, rather than Birchwood, word had reached her that large sections of a certain Chinese hospital were currently locked down. Knowing it was where the leader of humanity's shelter repair team had returned under false pretenses a week earlier, Slater had little doubt that he was back again, and likely not alone. Slater's first call upon hearing this was to Godfrey, who she knew would be in the loop. It sickened her that this was so often the case and would only get worse with the ICA breakaway and the increasing power it would bring him in Buenos Aires, but political realities, chiefly the eternal prominence of Dan McCarthy and his naive will, made publicly calling Godfrey out all but impossible. Privately, however, the gloves were off.
So?
She said, opening the call sharply when Godfrey answered. What do you know so far? He asked in reply.
That something else is happening in that damn hospital and you didn't think to tell me.
Godfrey took a few seconds to choose his words.
Well, Valerie, it was really more that Leisha didn't think to tell you.
Muttering expletives under her breath, Slater tried to keep her cool. I suppose you've spoken to Dan, too? I'll probably get more out of him and Emma.
I wouldn't be so sure. Dan's not exactly easy to reach right now. The cell service is patchy on New Kerguelen, so I've heard anyway. The next we hear from either of them will be when they come back.
Slater pinched the bridge of her nose, trying ever harder to keep her internal feelings of anger at bay. For while being cut out was bad enough, it wasn't something she could retrospectively control. But reacting emotionally would only serve to let Godfrey think he was getting one over on her, and that would be even worse. She could get to the bottom of what was going on in China via other routes, while Dan's unreachability meant that Godfrey wasn't going to learn anything else until his return. By then, Slater hoped, she would be back in the loop with Ding and whoever else was in on it.
Is he with Tara?
Slater asked, keen to at least know at this point who else the either of them included.
Clark? It won't be Emma. They wouldn't both leave the baby.
It's none of them, Godfrey said, deliberately stringing Slater along into more guesses rather than just telling her. In his world, life was one exercise of power after another.
Don't tell me it's Ding.
Godfrey chortled instinctively at this.
God, no. But actually, and this was at Leisha's specific request, it's Dan and Billy.
Billy?
Slater echoed, so disdainfully shocked that it didn't even come out as a confirmatory question.
I'm in the dark and Billy fucking Kendrick is waltzing around on New Kerguelen?
The messengers move in mysterious ways, Godfrey mused, not quite gloating but hardly sounding sympathetic to Slater's concerns.
Slater's sharp and flustered exhalation came through Godfrey's phone loud and clear.
What the hell do they want with him? Is this something to do with Turkey? Do they want him to look around outside now that they know it's safe? If they think he's some kind of expert?
I'm under strict instructions not to tell anyone why their presence was requested, Godfrey lied.
While the need for discretion seemed implicit in the previous night's table room discussion, it had never been spelled out, and as the only planetary liaison who didn't yet know the score, Slater was surely the one person whom the others would be least concerned about Godfrey telling.
Does Cole know?
Slater hissed.
Let's not talk about who does and doesn't know,
Godfrey replied, now quite clearly enjoying having the upper hand. Slater ended the call, leaving him smiling in his suite at the New York Gravison.
It was good to be chairman.